Welcome to the Life Accelerated Podcast, where it's time to accelerate your life. My name is Jason Boyd, founder and creator of Life Accelerated. This podcast is dedicated to helping you create your life. Thank you for listening. Now let's get started. It's time to accelerate your life.
Hey, everybody. Good morning. Welcome to the Life Accelerated Podcast. Season 2, episode 199. I'm pretty sure I did like episode 197 twice in a row. Anyway, so that's that. This is episode 199, season 2, Wild and Wonderful Wednesday. Like I say every week, Wednesday is the day to review Monday and Tuesday, look and see what you've accomplished and what the rest of your week is going to look like, and prepare for Thursday and Friday. I love Wednesdays for that reason, because it's a day to just kind of pause, look at what you've been doing, prepare for what you got to get done. Also, one of my favorite things about Wednesdays is 412 Student Ministries at TE in Bridgeport. It's for grades 6 through 12. Get your kiddos there. Growing a relationship with Jesus is just important to them as it is to us. And here's a little bit about my story of why this is important. Back in the day, when I was on fire for Jesus, when we first moved to West Virginia, I was like 12, 13, and the youth group was amazing at our church, Praise Family Worship in Moundsville. I made great friends, learned a lot about Jesus, and that really is what brought me back to where I'm at today. The reason I serve on the serve team for 412 is because of this. I didn't have this type of ministry to be a part of. What happened with me was I got tired of my friends giving me a hard time and making fun of me about going to church, that I just wanted to fit in with them, and I left my relationship with Jesus. Well, I didn't really leave it, but I didn't keep it first place, and I kind of went further and further away from Jesus and the church. Had there been a student ministry like this, I would have had somewhere to be and would have potentially been able to grow my relationship with Jesus at a higher level. And that's why this is important for our youth today. We've got to get our children to understand that who cares what your friends thinks? Who cares what the world thinks? Because I didn't. I didn't care about any of that, but I was trying to fit in with people for the wrong reasons, which was a mistake that I made. But I've grown since then and have learned that God is using me now to help kids understand that so they don't make the same decisions that I made. So get your kids to 412 Student Ministry tonight at TE in Bridgeport, 7 to 8:30 p.m. All right, it's a wet morning out there. One of the worst case scenarios of being a dog owner is having to walk your dog in the rain. For people like me who can't stand rain, and also for my dog who can't stand rain as well. I swear to goodness, he literally moves like a snail, like, oh my God, I'm soaking wet. I'm like, listen, dude, you got to get your business done. Hurry up. And then when he finally decides to, he loves to dig in the wet grass. And his paws are covered with mud. My point of even telling this story is because it is really teaching me to be patient in life. Not only with my dog, but with other situations as well. It's amazing how God can work in your life. Just think about that as we go about our day. What are some situations that you can apply what God is trying to teach you, similar to how he is teaching me patience through walking my dog in the rain? Just take a look at your life and see what situations he is teaching you a lesson. All right, Wild Wonderful Wednesday. Let's get rolling. Number one. We have to pay more attention to the words coming out of our mouths. I've said this time and time again, that what we say matters. Our thought process leads to our word process, which leads to our action process. Get your words right. Stop speaking defeat into your life and start speaking victory. I am healed. I am going to be successful. I can do this. I will be amazing. Whatever you have to tell yourself that is victorious, start doing it on a much higher level. Here's a good trick that I use. I've got post-it notes on my mirror in my bedroom, on my dresser, that have great sayings that I see every morning when I'm getting up and getting my day started. Try that out. You'll have them there. One of my favorites is no negativity. I look at that every single day. And is it difficult to be 100% positive all the time? Yes. But you, as long as you're looking at these types of things daily, you're going to be more cautious of how you're speaking about yourself and what you're allowing to come out of your mouth. Psalm 141:3. Set a guard over my mouth, Lord. Keep watch over the door of my lips. Listen, this applies to health, finances, career, relationships. Pray and ask God to guide your thoughts and the words that you speak so you are speaking victory, thinking victory, and having victory in your life. Trust me, it's a game changer. Number two, we've got to increase our appetite for knowing God. It's about getting into His Word. What I have learned since the beginning of this year when I went and told myself I was going to grow my relationship with Jesus, I read the Bible 5 days a week. I want to say I do it every single, well, let's say 6 days a week. Sometimes on Saturday. I'm getting to where I need to be so it's every single day, but sometimes situations arise and things happen where, you know, it may just not work out. But my goal is to read the Bible every day. Right now I'm factually doing it 5 days a week for sure, and Sundays to review the service notes that I take while at church. So let's say 6 days. I don't know why I keep saying five. Just five sounds good today for some reason. But anyway, 6 days a week. And that, for me, is teaching me a lot about what God is about. He loves us. He wants a personal relationship for us. And here's what I know. When I read the Bible, I'm going to interpret what He has for me differently than you would. So you can listen to what I'm saying on these podcasts all you want and apply some of the things that I apply to my life. But God has a different version of the Bible for you. And it's hard to understand what I mean. We are going to interpret the words He is speaking to us through the Bible differently because He wants us to understand things differently. I hope that makes sense. That's hard for me to really explain. But we've got to make it happen daily. Read it, think it, apply it. God's Word is the law He wants us to live by. And again, it's going to be a different interpretation for each of us. He's going to point out things differently in our lives that really are going to make a difference as far as His Word goes. And that, I'm not sure I can find a better way to explain that. And I know that may have sounded a little tricky to understand. But the point is, most of the Bible verses we read, we're going to get the same idea of what they mean. But God is going to point certain things out to you that He won't point out to me when I read the Bible. Think about that. I think that's going to make it more clear of what I'm trying to say. But ultimately, to grow our relationship with Jesus, we really need to be in the Word of God because He loves us, and that is how we learn about how He loves us. Ask Him how to show you something about Him as you read so He can give you wisdom and righteousness. It's all in there. Get in the Word. Your life will change. Joshua 1:8. Keep this book of the law always on your lips. Meditate on it day and night so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. Excuse me. I love that because God's telling us if we dive into His Word daily, our life is going to change. And it's going to change for the better. Will it be easy? No. It's never going to be easy. But it will get better. It was funny. Last night at life classes at TE, one of the leaders, Angel Regal, said this. She said, "I never met anybody that started to follow Jesus and said their life still sucked." Because it doesn't. Once you start to follow Jesus, your life gets better. Are you going to have trials and tribulations? Yes, but there's a reason for those. God is grooming us for situations further down the road. That's why we have hard times, to learn from them. And that's going on to my next topic, number three today. Let's learn to love God like He loves us. He is preparing us and grooming us for our future. So why don't we try to love Him like He loves us? I don't think there's ever something we can call a perfect love for God because we're imperfect people. But we can follow Him at a higher level than we are now. I promise you that. That's been my goal in 2019. And so far, I'm all in. And I can't not be. I love Jesus so much that I don't want to go back to the way life was. I need Him to guide my steps to become the best man and father I can be for my family. He makes a difference, I promise you. Ask yourself this. What do you love more, God or ? Fill in that blank. You can't serve two masters. The Bible tells us that. If you say you love money more than you love God, shame on you. Put God first. And trust me, your life will change. Deuteronomy 6:5. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength. The Bible tells us how to live life and have the best life we can have. Our life will never be perfect, but we can definitely have a better life with Christ than without. Quote, "The strength of a man consists in finding out the way in which God is going, and going that way too," end quote. Henry Ward Beecher. I love that quote. I found it last night when I was writing the podcast for today, and it really, really spoke to me in the sense that if God is going one way, why wouldn't we want to go that way? It's obviously the right way. Think about that. I know that I've talked about putting God first and keeping God first several times on this podcast, but like I said yesterday, I had an encounter with God this past weekend that has really it's just turned up the level of love for Jesus that I have. It's pushing me to go further in my relationship with Him and to tell more people about how good He is. It's amazing. I can't really explain that. Just keep following God until you have that moment with Him. That encounter with Christ is life-changing. Anyway, I got one bonus today. Sometimes we have to encourage ourselves. You can't always look to someone else to keep encouraging you. We've got to dig deep down, push ourselves to the next level. That's all I got today, folks. Wild and wonderful Wednesday. Today it's Wet Wednesday. Good Lord, get your umbrella and wear your rain boots out there because I don't think it's ever going to stop raining, at least today. Anyway, I love y'all, folks. Keep your life going in the right direction. Make sure you're keeping time for Jesus and growing to become the best version of yourself. I love you. Happy Wednesday. Come back and check me out on the next episode. Adios.
Thank you for listening to today's episode of the Life Accelerated Podcast. Now make sure you share this episode and please leave me a review as it increases the awareness of the podcast. You all know what time it is. It's time to accelerate your life.